Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about a couple of relevant halachas that relate to the way maftir is performed at the end of Kriyas HaTorah. So the Ramah in Siman Reish Pei Beis, if Dalet, brings down a machlekes regarding whether or not a child is allowed to be oileh from maftir during the special weeks during Chodesh Adar. So let's say Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Zachar, Parsha Spara, or on a Yom Tif, is a child eligible to get the aliyah of maftir? So we know that generally, in terms of getting the regular aliyah, so the Gemara seems to say that a child technically is allowed to get a regular aliyah, but the minig is that we don't give a child a regular aliyah. The question is maftir. What about maftir? So the Ramah brings a machlekes regarding a child getting maftir when it's not a maftir like a regular Shabbos where you're just repeating that which the last oileh had an aliyah on. So Shvi really leans to the end of the parsha, and the maftir reads from the Torah just a repeat of the last section of the Torah. That's not what the Ramah is discussing. That for sure a child is allowed to do. A child's allowed to get maftir under bar mitzvah as long as he understands lemi mevarchim. He's old enough, he's a giyah lechinuch, he understands who the bracha is made to and the like. So for a regular maftir, that's just a repeat of what was previously leined, a child is allowed to get. The question is, what about a special maftir? Let's say a maftir of Yom Tif, where it relates to the Karban Musaf of that day, where it's not a repeat of the previous aliyah. Or let's say, more stringently, Parsha Zachar, which is a Chiyuv Daraisa. Is a child allowed to get the maftir Parsha Zachar? What about Parsha Sparo? So basically, there's a machlokes brought down in the Ramah. Zachar is more chomer, and many poskim say you can't do that because it's deraisa, and a child that's under bar mitzvah, a katan, can't be moitzi in a deraisa. A para also, there are opinions that hold it's also deraisa, so maybe a child shouldn't be eligible either for para. What the Mishnah Berurah comes out with, halacha lemaisa, is in simin reish pei beis, if katan chav dalid, generally we don't allow a child to get maftir if it's a special maftir that's not a reread of the previous aliyah. If it's a shasat chak, there's room for leniency. But generally, the minig is we don't allow the child to go do that. However, a child technically may get a maftir on a regular Shabbos, which is merely a repeat of the previous aliyah. So on a regular Shabbos, when the maftir repeats what was read in the seventh aliyah, the halacha is that it's acceptable for a child to get the maftir. Now, it's not generally the minhag to do this either, but it's very important to keep in mind that this technically is 100% okay. It's legitimate for a child, even under bar mitzvah, as long as he's a giyah lechinuch and he's yodeh lemi mevarchen, he's allowed to get a maftir on a regular Shabbos. But on a special Yom Tif, where you have a special maftir, shkolim, a reish chodesh, a chanukah, a purim, where it's not a repeat, that is a machlekes, and the Mishnah Berurah says the general policy is not to allow the child to do that unless it's a real extenuating circumstance. Now, one more question as it relates to maftir. So the halacha is, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down also, Reish Pei Dalid, Sifkot and Yudbeis. When you read, let's say, Haftarah from a Sefer Nevi'im, from a Haftarah book, a Chumash, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to remove that Sefer Nevi'im from the Bima until you finish the after brachas post haftarah leading. Similar to what we have by Kriyas HaTorah, there's a halacha that you can't remove the Sefer Torah after finishing the Kriya until the after bracha is done, because the after bracha is supposed to go on the Kriya, on the Sefer, and therefore you can't remove the Sefer Torah. So the same applies by the Sefer Nevi'im. You can't remove the Sefer Nevi'im from the Bima or from the table until the after brachas are done. Now the question is, what about a person who wants to close the Haftarah book before saying the after brachas, but not going to remove it from the Bima? Is that okay? So this is a machlekes between the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Shari Ephraim. The Eliyahu Rabbah is of the opinion that you're allowed to close the Sefer Haftarah before making the brachas. Why? Because it's similar to Sefer Torah. Just like by a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to close the Sefer before the after bracha. The Isser is only against removing the Sefer Torah from the Bima. So the same applies when it comes to the Sefer Haftarah. You're allowed to close the Sefer Haftarah before the brachas, but you're not allowed to remove the Sefer from the area. However, the Shari Ephraim disagrees, and he holds lechatchila, it's best to halachically go a step further over here and leave the sefer open to the aftira until the after brachas are finished. Why? He says that because when you come to a sefer Torah, even if you close it, it's obvious what the bracha is being made on. It's being made on the sefer Torah. But when it comes to haftarah, if you're just leaning from a chumash or a sefer haftarah, you're not leaning from a klaf, it's not recognizable that the after brachas are going on that sefer unless it's still open. And therefore, maybe it's more of a mandate to leave it open by the haftarah than it is by a sefer Torah. So be that as it may, when it comes to taking it off the bima, for sure you're not allowed. Machleik is between the Shari Ephraim and the Elie Rabbe regarding closing it, leaving it on. The Shari Ephraim says it's recommended to leave it open until after the brachas are finished.